Hesed, the Hebrew word for God's steadfast love, meaning and Bible study. When you read the Old Testament in English, you keep meeting a phrase that seems to strain the language. Steadfast love, loving kindness, mercy, faithfulness, sometimes just kindness. Behind almost every one of those renderings stands a single Hebrew word, hesed. It appears roughly 245 times in the Hebrew Bible, and translators have never quite agreed on how to carry it into English, because no single English word holds everything it means at once. That difficulty is not a problem to solve so much as an invitation to slow down. Hesed sits very near the center of how Scripture describes God's character and how it asks us to treat one another. Understanding it changes the way you read the Psalms, the story of Ruth, the prophets, and ultimately the gospel itself. This is a study of what Hesed means, where it appears, and why it still matters for anyone trying to trust God today. What Hesed actually means. The trouble with translating Hesed is that it fuses three ideas English usually keeps in separate drawers: love, loyalty, and action. Hesed is not merely a warm feeling, and it is not merely dutiful obligation. It is committed love that shows up. Love that has made a promise and keeps it, especially when keeping it is costly. A few threads run through nearly every use of the word. Covenant faithfulness. Hesed is the loyalty owed within a relationship of commitment. It describes how a party who has bound themselves to another actually behaves toward them. Undeserved kindness. Again and again, Hesed is shown to those who have no claim to demand it. The weak, the poor, the one who has failed. Enduring reliability. Hesed is love you can lean your weight on. It is not fickle. It endures forever. Concrete rescue. Hesed does something. It redeems, protects, provides, forgives. It is love with hands. Older English Bibles coined the word loving kindness precisely because Hesed is both love and kindness held together and acted out. Modern translations often choose steadfast love to capture its durability. Both are reaching for the same thing, a love that is faithful, generous, and active all at once. If you want to see the range for yourself, the standard lexical entry, Strong's H2617, collects the uses side by side at Blue Letter Bible. Scrolling the list is itself a small education in how wide this word is. Hesed at the heart of God's self-description. One of the most important verses in all of Scripture is the moment God describes His own character to Moses. After Israel's failure with the golden calf, God passes before Moses and proclaims His name. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Exodus 34:6. The phrase, abounding in steadfast love, is Rav Hesed. Great, overflowing, more than enough Hesed. You can read the verse with its Hebrew alongside at Sepharia. This self-description becomes a kind of creed echoed throughout the rest of the Old Testament. You can hear it quoted in Psalm 103:8, in Jonah's complaint, in Joel, in Nehemiah. When Israel wanted to say who God fundamentally is, they reached for Hesed. Notice what this means. God does not first define Himself by power or by wrath, though He is powerful and holy. He defines Himself by an abundance of faithful, active love. Hesed is not one attribute among many on a list. It is closer to the grain of God's own being. His steadfast love endures forever. If you want to feel the weight of Hesed devotionally, read Psalm 136 in one sitting. Every one of its 26 verses ends with the same refrain, "For His steadfast love endures forever," in Hebrew, Ki Le'olam Hasdo. The psalm walks through creation, the Exodus, the wilderness, and God's ongoing care. And after each line, the congregation answers with that same word, Hesed, Hesed, Hesed. The repetition is the point. Hesed is not a one-time gift, but the constant undertow beneath every act of God in history. Creation is Hesed. Rescue is Hesed. Daily bread is Hesed. Perhaps the most quoted witness to Hesed comes from a book of grief. In Lamentations 3:22-23, a poet surveying the ruins of Jerusalem writes, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This is remarkable. The word for enduring love appears not in a song of triumph, but from inside catastrophe. The writer is not denying the ruins. The surrounding verses are raw with pain. He is insisting that even here, Hesed has not run out. That is the particular strength of this word. It speaks most clearly in the dark. Faith in Hesed does not require you to pretend things are fine. It lets you lament honestly and still say, "His mercies are new every morning," Hesed between people. Hesed is not only God's love downward, it is also the kind of love God asks us to show one another. When the prophet Micah compresses the whole moral life into one sentence, Hesed is at the center. He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Micah 6:8. Love kindness, here is Ahavat Hesed, to love Hesed, to delight in showing loyal, merciful love. Micah pairs it with justice deliberately. Justice without Hesed hardens into mere accounting. Hesed without justice softens into sentiment. Together, they describe a life shaped by God's own character. The book of Ruth is essentially a story built out of human Hesed. Ruth clings to Naomi when there is no obligation and no advantage in it. Boaz protects and provides beyond what the law strictly required. At the climax, Boaz even names it, telling Ruth her loyalty is kindness, Hesed, greater than before. The whole narrative quietly argues that when ordinary people show Hesed to one another, they become the means by which God's larger faithfulness moves through the world. You can see the same shape earlier, in 1 Samuel 20:14-15, where Jonathan and David bind themselves to show Hesed to each other and to each other's households across generations, loyalty that outlasts convenience, politics, and even death. Hesed and sacrifice, what God most desires. The prophets press Hesed against the danger of hollow religion. Through Hosea, God says, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." Hosea 6:6. This is not God rejecting worship. It is God refusing worship that has no Hesed in it. Ritual performed by hearts that show no mercy. Centuries later, Jesus quotes this verse twice in Matthew's Gospel, aiming it at religious people who kept the externals while neglecting compassion. The lesson lands in every era. God is not impressed by devotion that does not make us kinder. From Hesed to grace, the word in the New Testament, Hesed is a Hebrew word, so it does not appear directly in the Greek New Testament, but it did not disappear. When Jewish scholars translated the Old Testament into Greek, the Septuagint, they most often rendered Hesed with Elios, mercy, and sometimes with words in the family of Charis, grace. Those two Greek words become load-bearing in the Gospel. So, when the New Testament proclaims that we are saved by grace, or when Mary sings in the Magnificat that God's mercy is from generation to generation, Luke 1:50, the deep root beneath the language is Hesed. The cross is, in a sense, Hesed carried to its furthest point. covenant love that keeps its promise to a people who broke theirs, love that redeems at the highest possible cost. The abundance God declared to Moses, Rav Hesed, overflowing steadfast love, is the same abundance the New Testament sees poured out in Christ, living inside God's Hesed. Why does an ancient Hebrew word matter for an ordinary week? Because what you believe about God's disposition toward you shapes almost everything else. When you fail, Hesed says God's love is not a reward for your performance. It was undeserved from the beginning. Failing does not disqualify you from it. When you grieve, Hesed says God's faithfulness is not canceled by your circumstances. Lamentations found it in the ruins. So can you. When you wake up, Hesed says his mercies are new every morning, not rationed, not running low. When you deal with others, Hesed calls you upward to loyal, merciful, active love, especially toward those who cannot repay you. Hesed is the answer to a fear most people carry quietly. The fear that love, if we are honest, is always conditional and always fragile. Scripture offers a different picture, a God whose defining trait is committed, durable, self-giving love, and who invites us to build our lives and our treatment of one another on that same foundation. Conclusion. Hesed refuses to fit in a single English word because the reality it names is larger than any of them. It is love and loyalty and mercy and faithfulness, all of them at once, all of them in motion. It is the word Israel used when it wanted to describe the very center of who God is, and it is the word the Bible uses to call us into the same kind of love. The next time you read steadfast love or loving kindness or even a plain mercy in your Bible, slow down and remember what stands behind it. You are reading about a love that made a promise, kept it at great cost, and endures forever. And that has quietly staked a claim on your life this morning and will again tomorrow. For further study, Strong's H2617, he said, Blue Letter Bible, every occurrence in the Hebrew Bible with its English renderings. Strong's Hebrew 2617, Bible Hub. Concise lexical summary and concordance listing. Exodus 34:6 in Hebrew and English. Sepharia, read Rav Hesed in the original. Psalm 136, Bible Gateway. The refrain in full, 26 times over. This article was written and narrated by Ezra, Feason's editorial study assistant. Ezra is an AI.